If organ donation is a topic that has affected your family, I'd love to hear from you this morning. Could a proposed new law to boost organ donors be in jeopardy? The Ulster Unionist MLA Joanne Dobson wants a new soft opt-out system. It would mean in the event of your death, your organs would be automatically donated, although your family could prevent that from happening. So is that something you'd be in favour of? Or does it make you feel slightly uneasy? 08459 555 678. Just over half of people surveyed by the Public Health Agency were in favour of the new system, but that means nearly half were unsure or against it. And now a new rival bill has been introduced from the DUP MLA, Alistair Ross. He says his bill is more ethically sound, but his opponents say it'll confuse matters. Well, just before we came on air this morning, I spoke to Joanne Dobson and Alistair Ross. This week in the Belfast Telegraph, Lorraine Ritchie, whose daughter died tragically after receiving a liver transplant, claimed Alistair Ross was turning this issue into a political football. So I began the discussion by asking him if she was right.
Well, no, she's not right. I think it's important that we have opportunities like this to explain what this issue is. Myself and Joanne are in agreement on most issues around organ donation. We want to get to the same end point, which is that we have more organs ready there for transplant. But we disagree on how we get there. If we have a starting position that most people live their lives without ever having to think about organ donation or have that discussion with their families or actually take a decision on it, then we have to do something about that to try to encourage people to think about the issue. There's two different options. Joanne's preferred option is for the Assembly to legislate to pretty much take that decision for people. So the Assembly would pass a bill that would consider every adult in Northern Ireland as a willing organ donor, even though they weren't specifically asked.
As long as the family gives consent.
Well, no. This is in terms of the consent. That's at the end process. To get the consent from the individual about how their organs are donated when they die, if this bill is passed from that Joanna is proposing, the Assembly is effectively saying they will take the decision for people and they will be considered as willing organ donors before they've even been asked. My preference is to ensure that we actually get individuals to give consent during their life for what they want to happen to their organs upon death. I think it's a more sensible way of doing it. I think it protects individuals, and I think it helps families, I think it helps doctors, and it helps individuals in terms of certainty and clarity around death, because what we don't want to have is a situation where families are in a trauma unit in a hospital, having lost a loved one, doctors approaching them and saying, can we take the organs, we could save lives with these organs, and if they've never had that conversation with their family, it's an incredibly difficult and sensitive issue to be dealt with by the medical staff, and it's very difficult for families. I want to give families the certainty, and the only way we can get certainty of loved ones' wishes is by ensuring that they give their informed consent during their life, and that makes sure that families are aware of the intentions of their loved ones.
Is Alistair Ross right, Joanne Dobson?
Can I start, Joel, by saying, firstly, I'm a mother first, campaigner second, and politician third. I have a long association with the charities, 20 years, and Lorraine's correct, it should never be a political football. This is such a massive, important issue. It's above politics. And what I do not want to see is to confuse the public. We need a simple message coming from Stormont. Goodness knows, Joe, surely there's enough things at Stormont we can't agree on. I at least thought organ donation was one we could unite around.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees on organ donation, but it's a difference of opinion. So what makes you think that the soft opt-out approach is better than what Alistair Ross is suggesting?
The soft opt-out approach is the way forward, with family consent at the heart of it. Joel, I'm not at this lately. I know what the people want, I know what the charities want, I know what the doctors want. This is the way forward. This has been proven to be such a success.
Let Joanne finish, then I'll bring you back in.
It has such potential. We can't tinker around the edge of this issue, Joel. This is too important an issue to get wrong. We need to make sure, we need to bridge that 90% public support for organ donation with only the 30% on the organ donor register, and soft opt-out, which, can I just add, Joel, has been backed by the First and Deputy First Minister. Can I just make a plea?
We have been trying for most of the week to get a joint statement from the Office of First and Deputy First Minister, and we couldn't get one. We did get a statement from the First Minister who's told us that he's an organ donor. He's very supportive of any steps which can be taken to increase the number of donors in the province. Both proposed bills would increase the level of organ donation, and he's happy to support Joanne and Alistair's efforts for this great cause. Giving an organ to someone is a really special act. It's literally a life-saving gift in many cases. I hope many others will join me and register for organ donation. So effectively, it sounds as if he's backing both bills.
Well, Joel, could I lay down a challenge on your show today for the First and Deputy First Minister to come good on their support for opt-out, to put the executive support behind my bill? I wrote to them in November asking them this. I'm still waiting on a response. So I do firmly believe the executive owes a good news story to the people of Northern Ireland. So get behind this. Get this over the line before the next Assembly term comes to an end, and show the people Stormont is working for them and delivering the right decisions on such a vital and important issue.
I mean, all the suggestions are that the Health Minister, who obviously Eben Poots of the DUP, that he supports opt-out.
Well, I mean, if that is the case, then it can't be a political issue for me, because there's a divergence of views amongst all the parties, including Joanne's. Let me deal with a couple of issues that she's raised there.
So you won't be voting along party lines in this, you don't think?
No, it's a free vote for the Democratic Unionist Party. I would hope that other parties would follow suit, because it is an issue of conscience, I think, in terms of how we get to that point of consent. Can I deal with two issues that Joanne raised there? First of all, about opt-out being some sort of magic bullet. It won't be. Let's look at other countries around the world: Sweden, Norway, Brazil, Chile. They all have opt-out, and it hasn't worked.
But the figures for where the highest level of donors come from around the world, 8 of the top 10 have opt out.
Right, and let's examine that. So Spain has got the best rate and one of the envies of the world. They introduced a presumed consent opt out model through legislation in 1979. It's never been enacted. What's made the real difference in Spain has actually been, first of all, public awareness, something that both myself and Joanne, I think that Joanne's efforts have certainly raised the level of understanding amongst the public about the need for organ donation, even if we differ in terms of how we get there. And the second issue is about specialist trained nurses, transplant coordinators in hospitals. Every hospital in Spain has one. Those are the two big driving factors for organ donation. That we can do that, we can find agreement on that, and I think that will actually be a bigger driver than anything else we're talking about. But I need to go back to these two. They're vitally important in terms of just the public perception of this. That there's two things that have to be said. That the PHA report, the Public Health Agency, carried out a consultation at the end of last year. Far from being overwhelmingly supporting opt-out, the more people learnt about it, the more concerned they were. So when they were asked, and I'm quoting directly from that report, when they were asked if everyone should be presumed to be an organ donor unless they register a wish otherwise, less than 50% of people supported that. But most importantly, the doctors, the nurses, the people who are working firsthand in trauma units and hospitals, the people who are working firsthand with potential donors, they are the people who are most concerned about this, because they're worried about the issue of consent. They're worried about how they're perceived from families, because we know decisions that families make on this is based on medical professionalism, trust in doctors, and the wishes of the potential donor. And we need to make sure that we know the wishes of a potential donor, and the only way to do that is through informed consent during the individual's life. And that's why I am offering an amendment.
Are you saying that the people don't have these conversations? You know, this is almost what you're suggesting.
But the evidence is they don't. But
if the legislation is changed, then surely that is encouraging people to have those conversations, and surely that's something that you would agree with.
Well, it depends on which way the legislation is changed. If we go Joanne's route, that decision is taken for them. What I am offering...
The family still has the opportunity at that moment in time to say, actually, we're not happy. So that would encourage the individual to have that conversation with the family to make sure that doesn't happen.
But it's in capital letters here, it says consent
is not presumed. Yep. The state plays no role in the process, which contradicts what you're saying.
But it's wrong. Consent is presumed, because the bill that Joanne is wanting to get passed considers every individual as a willing organ donor. That is presuming consent. I don't see how other way you can do this. And what we want to make sure is that... The point that Joanne makes about the family consent, that's right to the point. But how do we ensure that the families know what the wishes of their loved ones were? Let me finish this point, and then I'm more than happy for Joanne to respond to it. That's why I'm offering the Assembly an amendment to existing legislation. It's not a rival bill. If mine's passed, Joanne's still able to proceed with hers. But what I'm offering is an amendment amendment to the road traffic order that means that decision points are reduced to people so they're forced to think about organ donation. And if we do have 90% support out there for organ donation, what we have to do is make it easier for those individuals to voluntarily sign up to the organ donor register.
You've had a good rattle at it. Joanne, are you happy that, with the safeguards that are in place in terms of family consent?
Joel, I have a long association with this, 20 years. I would not put my name or endorse or bring a bill that didn't have family consent at the very heart of it. And I think it's in disingenuous of Alistair to misinform the public. He referred earlier to the PHA report. I was at the launch of that PHA report. When my bill will be passes through and becomes legislation, there will be a lead-in time which will run with an education programme to inform everyone about a soft opt-out. At the launch of that report, which incidentally dovetails perfectly with my consultation, only 18% were against soft opt-out, the same as my consultation.
That's not true. The PHA report has less than 50% for opt-out.
Everybody can throw figures about
I would encourage people to read that report.
Yes, and people will make their own mind up. But in terms of figures won't mean a lot to people. People listening to this will have their own view and they'll decide on the basis of their own conscience. So they'll listen to this and they've listened to what Alistair has said. In terms of you feeling that you maybe need to set the record straight, Joanne, in terms of family...
Yes, Joel,
But take us through the process in terms of soft opt out.
Okay.
If the worst thing happens and soft opt out is the legislation at that time, and a family is in the hospital and they are faced with that situation, what would happen under soft opt out?
The family will be consulted as they are now at this most difficult time, and if the family did not want organ donation to proceed, it simply wouldn't proceed unless someone was opposed to organ donation, made that known within their lifetime that they were against it, then their organs would never be taken. The family's wishes wouldn't override if they were opposed to it. So the family, the way that the conversations happen now, the family would always, always, always be consulted. And if they didn't want it to proceed, it wouldn't happen. Family consent is at the heart of what I am doing. You know, this is such an important issue. It's such... We have the potential here, that's what frustrates me, Joe, of saving lives. 15 local people dying every year waiting on an organ. Over 200 people sentenced to lifetime for undialysis. We can't tinker around the edges. We need to do something to change this. And what I would like to know would be, why would Alistair not come to my door, sit down and discuss this, rather than confuse the public? His colleague, Lord Morrow, has an excellent bill.
I have engaged with Joanne on this for the last number of months.
If I had an
issue group
on that bill,
and she knows that.
I do him the courtesy of coming to his office, meeting him, discussing it, not having him to receive a letter 14 months after.
Well, you obviously will have the opportunity to have discussions, and whether that happens between now and then is an issue for both of you. But the one thing, maybe in terms of agreement, if we can close on this and find some sort of agreement, whether it's soft opt out, whether it's opt in, whatever it is, the one thing that you would probably agree on, and it's the need for families to have these discussions. So that everybody knows where everybody stands around,
course.
It doesn't matter what the legislation is, that is vital for people listening to this morning who feel strongly about organ donation. They've got to know what their wishes are and make sure that their family knows should the worst happen. Would you both agree on that, at least, Joanne?
So all too often, Joel, people tell their loved ones which hymns they want at their funeral and they don't get round to discussing their views. So with an education programme leading them with soft opt-out and publicity around it, they will have those discussions with... We want to change it that organ donation will become the norm, not the exception. And Northern Ireland people are the most generous and giving in the world. So I have confidence that with over 90% of people in favour of organ donation, this will work and work well.
It's having those conversations no matter what the legislation is.
And this is where we have agreement. As I said, most of the issues around this we do. It's about awareness. It's about encouraging people to have that conversation. And that's why I just think it's so important that we have informed consent during people's lives so they can make those wishes clear. The other thing I think we can find agreement on, which I think will be the major driver of organ donation in Northern Ireland, is to ensure that we have specialist nurses, to ensure that we have well-trained medical staff in every hospital who can deal with these issues to identify potential donors and translate those into actual donors. And I think that that's where we can find agreement. If we can get agreement on these issues, I think we can have a really good success story in Northern Ireland.
Joel, could I quickly just end again and lay down that challenge on your show to the First and Deputy First Minister to come good and support for soft opt out, put the executive support behind it, to deliver good news story from Stormont and deliver this